It On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Jules here from Soda Boys. I'm doing a long player talking about our new album, Farewell Spit.
It's been a hot minute since your last release, which was in 2016, so it's been 4 years. I was wondering, with Farewell Spit, why did you decide on that title?
The naming stuff for us as a band is pretty hard, and we have a friend, Michael McKeag, who actually did the album art for the cover. He had a band that is not around anymore, named Farewell Spit. So it's named after, I think it's like a peninsula or something in the South Island, but it's a really beautiful area. We just liked the way it sounded and thought it was a good name.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought it might have been like, oh, farewell, goodbye, this is our last album.
We kind of talked about that and thought it would be kind of funny if people interpreted it that way, just a little bit, like, but it's not the case. Like, we don't have any plans to, you know, stop making music.
What's the first track you want to talk about today?
So May 6th is probably the first track I'd want to talk about.
Can you tell me a bit about that track?
I think it was the second to last track that we recorded for the album. Felix, the bass line that kind of like travels throughout the song, maybe like a year and a half ago, or even like quite a while ago, and we'd tried heaps and heaps of times to write a song about it or around that. But like the time signature or whatever it is, like, made it quite hard for Josh and I to kind of like lock in on that. But we kind of cracked it one day. And we finally fit something to it to kind of ease it, make it a bit easier for us. Josh and I break from like that time signature back into like 4-4 together. Felix kind of has the bass line going through, which is kind of like I guess it's like a reoccurring thing for us, because that kind of like disparity like between type signatures, I know, I think it sounds cool. It can get kind of hypnotic. So the second track I'd want to talk about is Bad Friend, which is the second track on the album and the single of the album. While we were touring in the South Island with Yukon Era, we had like a stop and driving and stuff, and we kind of talk about like where to go after, you know, like what kind of music we want to make and stuff. And sounds kind of, I don't know, lame or whatever, but we were just like, let's write like a simple, like a more accessible song, because our stuff at the time, you know, like it's not super poppy or anything like that. The show we'd just played was in Queenstown, and we kind of like cleared the whole room. Like there were people there watching and they just all left when we started playing. So like maybe that was kind of part of our reasoning as well. Felix more or less wrote most of the song, or most of like the core of the song and the lyrics. For him, it's about difficult friendships and relationships, how to navigate relationships with people kind of with like depression and anxiety and stuff like that. So the third track is Deadbeat Cult. Honestly, I can't even remember how we got started playing that, but we kind of wanted to make a really loud, really like noisy track. And you've got this like energy explosion of energy at the end. And we kind of tried to like restrain ourselves in that build up section. So like, instead of going full force right at the start, just to kind of like expand the tension and stuff like that. We'll be right back. So the fourth track is Spit, which was the last song that we recorded on the record. We kind of hadn't really sussed out the full song prior to recording, and we'd spent pretty much a whole weekend refining or like trying to write that song. And the day that we were recording, we went down to surgery in Wellington. We were kind of messing around, and like it was like pissing down with rain. It was so heavy. It was like real cheesy. We like dimmed all the lights, and we put a mic in this like mezzanine floor where there was like plastic corrugated plastic, and kind of recorded the sounds of the rain. And we just had that rolling through all of our takes. Our last track, Saigon 2, which is the last track on the album. It's called 2 because, like, it more or less came from the song from our EP under the same name, like Saigon, but we kind of changed it up a bit. While we were recording it, we wanted to add in something more, so we contacted our friend Olivia, who plays cello. Well, she recorded on the Carb on Carb album. We kind of just asked her to come along, and she hadn't heard the song or whatever, and we kind of just like chucked her in the studio and we're like, just kind of play something over it. And because she's so talented, she kind of just did and wasn't super sure, and then we like listened back and it just sounded mean.
Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.